it is sort of setback for the science and the early agricultural business area, because people thought that those genome editing crop plants should be treated the same as those produced by the classical breeding process.
You know, talk about your company and what you guys do.
Actually, we are a very new startup company working on the genome editing technology. We do genome editing technology a little bit different than the many other companies do. We are specialized for the mitochondrial DNA genome editing, which is very difficult to do. And actually, in our mind, nobody has really succeeded doing it. So we really feel good about having a good technology to allow that special genome editing. And the application area of our technology is fairly broad, not just agriculture, but we can also use the technology in the industrial biotechnology, making the viable molecules in microbes, but also human healthcare area, because there are quite a few mitochondrial DNA mutations leading to serious diseases in humans. So we are hoping that our technology can extend it to cure those very severe diseases in humans. I think I should also mention how we're going to use the technology in agriculture, because that's related to the European court GMO ruling. Actually, introducing the mutation which is already known in the nature, we can make plants male sterile. And male sterile plants are very important to create the hybrid seed, so that farmers or the seed companies can make the seed by crossing two different parents. And actually, hybrid crops are really the major commodity in the U.S. and around the world when it comes to agricultural business. So you might know that the hybrid corn, which was introduced about 80 years ago here in the U.S., that became the huge driving force to create the better yield.
Do you think that having to go through, additional safety checks and stuff like that is really such a burden?
Burden, yes, to the industry. People might not know how rigorously we check, what we mean in the agricultural companies check, when they decided to introduce a new GMO plant in the market and the farmer's field. It takes several years. And it costs like $100 million for one special line, one particular line. And that's not in U.S. regulatory process, because the seed produced in the U.S. will be sold in other countries like China or Japan or some other countries. So we have to also get the permit from those countries. And that's, like you can imagine, huge burden to the companies. So only the major big companies can manage such a seed business with the GMO crop plants. But now the genome editing, since it's a revolutionized in science, and since it's so easy in the conventional genome editing methodology, so we can produce many different variety of crop plants, which have each has the beneficial features. And we can introduce those much faster than the nature can do through the classical breeding. So I think people should realize the benefits and safetiness, and also no need for rigorous examination when it comes to acceptance to the governmental rulings.